Milloy, Climate is not about controlling the weather, it's about controlling you. By James Dellingpole on February 2, 2020. Global warming isn't really about climate but about leftist control freakery. Author, lawyer and energy expert Steve Milloy told Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlow on SiriusXM. Milloy said CO2 emissions are never going to go down because they are a product of human progress. But we shouldn't worry because this is just another sign of rising living standards. The bottom line is climate is not about controlling the weather. It's about controlling you, Milloy told Marlow. In a broad-ranging discussion about global warming and the hypocrisy of the environmental movement, Marlow began by expressing skepticism about some of the claims made by environmental advocates, especially the celebrities who insist that the planet is doomed while continuing to fly everywhere. His particular obsession, he said, was the ever-worsening Los Angeles traffic. Shouldn't the environmentalists have solved this problem by now? How did it get to become so bad that celebrities, such as the Kobe Bryant, now choose to fly over it in helicopters instead? Milloy said. There is not a climate bedwetter who is not a total hypocrite. They all claim they are worried about climate change but they don't do anything to reduce their own emissions. Not that that would make any difference anyway. Emissions are never going to down. Our lives are entirely dependent on fossil fuels. There is no replacement. Emissions are going up. There's nothing anybody is doing to cut them. Even when they reduce their emissions, all they are doing them is transferring them to China. But none of this is a problem because standards of living are continuing to rise and rise, Milloy said. By the end of this century, there may be another 5 billion people on the planet, but global warming will help rather than hinder them. The extra warmth and the extra atmospheric CO2 are helping to green the planet, meaning that it is possible to feed more people. Why then, Marlow asked, do they keep on telling children that they are doomed? Milloy said. Climate change is completely counterfactual. There's nothing to support the narrative. What does the left want? Control over all our lives. And part of its strategy was to start propagandizing children, which they began 15 or 20 years ago to the point where it is second nature to them to think. We are destroying the planet, it's a form of psychological warfare. They want it to be on everybody's mind. Milloy cited the Australian bushfires as an example of this strategy. There have been many bushfires in Australia before, including a particularly destructive outbreak in 1939. And there is strong evidence that the latest were exacerbated by arson and by improper land management. But it suits the left not to address these issues because the disaster helps their cause, Milloy observed. They like to see the world burning because it plays into their psychological narrative. This, Milloy and Marlow agreed, explains why in California so little has been done to address the underlying causes of wildfires. The greenies don't want to solve the problem because it helps their cause. Finally, Milloy talked about Greta the climate puppet. She's fronting a movement and it's hard to know who is behind it. Angela Merkel, Chancellor of Germany. German intelligence told her that Russian leader Vladimir Putin was funding this youth climate strike movement, which Greta fronts. But you made a good point at the beginning. It's really pathetic that climate has now come down to this 17-year-old girl who admits that she knows nothing about climate science. When she testified in Congress and they asked her to describe why she was worried she couldn't, it's really ridiculous. The faces of the climate movement are Greta, a 17-year-old school dropout who knows nothing, actors like Leonardo DiCaprio and Hanoi Jane Fonda. This is supposed to be a genuine crisis, yet this is who is pushing it.